Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. My dear brothers and sisters, what stabilizers are to a ship in a stormy water, the conscious presence of Jesus Christ is to a Christian during the storms and stresses of daily living. Christians have never been promised an exemption from any of life's storms. The scriptures teach that man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward, referenced in Job chapter 5 verse 7. It is our reaction to life's storms that reveals the level of our spiritual maturity. We can either become bitter and belligerent, or we can use the experience to develop greater spiritual strength as we learn to rely more fully on our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do we have the indwelling presence of Jesus, but we also have the assurance that Jesus Christ is in heaven today interceding for us. Just as an Old Testament priest stood behind the veil in the tabernacle or the temple to represent the Israelites before God, so Jesus pleads and advocates our case in the heavenly realm on the basis of his death and resurrection. And my dear brothers and sisters, what a wonderful assurance it gives us in our spirit to know that we have an advocate in heaven, that we have a priest in heaven, the high priest of our salvation, who represents us correctly before the presence of the Father. And he represents us by reminding God the Father about his shed blood concerning our lives. And that's where we stand justified in the presence of God. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, get that assurance, get that courage, regardless of your circumstances, determined to rely more fully on the indwelling presence of Jesus and the awareness of your heavenly advocate. You are well represented in the courts of heaven. So be encouraged, be strong, and press on to the goal that God has given you of saving souls. Press on to the goal of holiness. Press on to the goal of living for Jesus, and be surely the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. Abba Father, many couldn't see, but this July the 20th, 2022 has been, Lord, added into our lives by your grace and mercy, by your goodness, by your care. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for that. We love you, we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you, we appreciate you, we exalt you, Lord. We lift the name of Jesus high above every other name. And Father, your word says that you will draw all men unto yourself, and we do that. Abba Father, I pray through our life and our lifestyle, we will bring glory to you. We will honor you. We will, oh Father God, Lord, bring laurels to your name, and you will be well pleased with our lives in Jesus' name. Abba Father, I pray today as your flock steps out, O Lord God Almighty, to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing. I release your holy presence. I release, O Lord God Almighty, your holy angels to guard them. O Father God, God Almighty, to bless them abundantly, that they will lack no good thing. They will shine bright for Christ in Jesus' name. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we know that sickness is from Satan, and therefore we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we do not permit it, and we do not allow the work of the devil to prevail in our bodies or in our mind, in Jesus' name. Therefore, Lord, I take authority and rebuke every manner of sickness from our bodies in Jesus' name. And for Lord, we are assured that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we give you all glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.